ditch some of this anxiety that tends to come up in the new year and really come at our goals for this new year from a place of power instead of so much pressure that can leave a lot of us feeling really overwhelmed. Hello, and welcome to the Anxious and Ambitious podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and I'm on a mission to change the way that we think about anxiety. Oftentimes, it can feel like anxiety can get in the way of our ambitions, and I'm here to tell a different story. In each episode, we'll explore how we can manage our anxiety, heal our nervous system, and conquer our fears so we can shine as our most authentic self, go after our biggest dreams, and achieve our greatest ambitions. You'll hear stories from people who have been there themselves and strategies from experts who can help you thrive. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello, and welcome back to the Anxious and Ambitious podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and in this first ever episode of 2024, I really wanted to talk about how it is that we can sort of ditch some of this anxiety that tends to come up in the new year and really come at our goals for this new year from a place of power instead of so much pressure that can leave a lot of us feeling really overwhelmed. Now, our brains tend to see the new year as a milestone. We tend to look back on what is it that we were able to achieve the previous year, or because our brains are often negatively biased, we'll often say to ourselves, what was I not able to achieve this last year? What went wrong? What do I wish that I could have changed? And also, we'll be looking ahead at what it is that we hope to achieve this year, what it is that we hope to change, what we can do differently from the last year. So it's really natural for anxiety to be high during this time as we sort of have this internal battle with ourselves of wishing that we can change the past in a certain way and really hoping to make this future better. And also, this is compounded because all of the media, all of the social media, marketing, New Year's throws so much of this our way, right? We've all probably seen at least 24 dieting ads in this new year already, and we're only a few days in. So this is what tends to happen. People tend to go quite crazy this time of year on, let's do all the new things, let's get done as much as we possibly can. And there tends to be a lot of pressure on our bodies. Maybe after the holidays, you may have eaten, you know, more food than you wanted to, or maybe gotten off of a exercise routine that you were on. I know for me, I was sick over the holidays. So getting back into the routine was even just that much harder because I had the break for holidays combined with just being sick in bed. So I know a lot of us can relate because this year was really bad for cold and flu. I feel like everyone was sick. But as we enter this new year, we oftentimes want to feel that more energy, right? We want to feel healthier than the last year. We want to feel wealthier than the last year. And ultimately, we want to feel happier. So anxiety levels tend to get high. We start to think ahead. And because there's so much uncertainty, we can't predict what's going to happen in the year, we try to create some sense of control around it. So this is where a lot of those New Year's resolutions, New Year's goals come from, because we want to set these goals that will help us to take control of our health, take control of our wealth, maybe our relationships, whatever that goal is for you. But ultimately, for most of us, this is going to come down to happiness. And if the previous year was particularly chaotic, I know it was for many of us. I mean, even just the state of the world. So a lot of the time, all it is that we really want is to have this sense of peace. So in an attempt to take control of the new year and create this happiness, create this peace, we see, of course, New Year's resolutions, New Year's goals. But unfortunately, we all know year after year, people always talk about this, that New Year's goals and resolutions often don't lead to the result that most people intend. And oftentimes people don't even stick to them, right? A lot of people give up before it's even the end of February. So how can we, as these high-achieving, ambitious, but also anxious at times people that we are, make the most out of the new year and really make these changes that we want to see. Because I'm not here saying, oh, don't set goals, don't set intentions, don't create any changes. We should always be growing and evolving. And I know if you're listening, you have some big dreams on your heart. So of course, we're going to want to take steps towards making those dreams a reality. But how can we do this without so much anxiety and pressure? Because ultimately, that's just going to keep us stuck. So I have a few tips for you that I've learned over the years of essentially doing the opposite of this. So placing way too much pressure on myself this time of year, maybe even looking back at the past year. Sometimes I would go back and scroll through my calendar and scroll through my photos and just find the negative things, because that's how our brain is wired. We have that negativity bias. So it's really important that instead of that, if you want to do like a year in review, make sure that you're doing it from a place of gratitude and a place of sort of acceptance. Because oftentimes along with these New Year's resolutions comes this dialogue of new year, new me, like in creating an entirely new version of you in the new year. And while this is, you know, powerful to a certain extent, ultimately it's a concept that suggests radical personal transformation. And look, I'm all here for personal transformation, but we need to do it in a way that's actually sustainable and coming from a place of power, not all of this pressure. And a lot of the time it's fueled by negative emotions, maybe shame or guilt or self-loathing from the past year, instead of a place of real self-acceptance or ultimately self-love, which is much more empowering. So I'd like to invite you, if you've been thinking about this idea of new year, new me, instead of doing a complete overhaul of who it is that you are, take a moment to think about what it is that you're grateful for this past year. What did the past version of you do to get you to where you are today? Because if you're listening to this, you survived 2023, which is a win in and of itself. So don't forget to be proud of what it is that you've accomplished to get here, no matter how small you might think that that was. Maybe it was simply taking a little bit more time for yourself. Maybe it was literally just surviving the year. Whatever that was, take note of that and really be grateful for it. Don't place judgment on it, because that judgment is just going to hold you back from achieving what it is that you want to move towards. So it's really important that we're coming from this place of love and gratitude. It's a much higher frequency than shame, fear, guilt, whatever it is that you may be feeling as you do sort of that past year review. And as we look forward at this year ahead, you want to be setting your intentions for this new year from a place of gratitude, right? So if you're setting these intentions, you want to be grateful for where it is that you are right now, and then grateful for where you're heading, as opposed to, I hate where it is that I am right now. Even if you're not particularly comfortable, or maybe you know that you want to make some changes, you still need to be grateful for certain things, right? There's many things that we can be grateful for. We have bodies that our hearts are beating. If you're listening to this episode, right, you have an internet connection and you have this time to be able to spend to take care of yourself. So make sure that you're setting those intentions from this place of self-love instead of self-loathing, because it's all about getting into that right frequency to achieve those goals and intentions, right? When we're doing it from a place of pressure and pushing, we all just end up burning out. And from a place of law of attraction and manifestation, we actually just push those things that we want further and further away. So one of the things that, if you're familiar with law of attraction, manifestation, we always want to set the goal, but then have a sense of detachment from that goal. Because when we're so attached to what it is that we want to achieve, it puts so much energy out that it takes away from the energy that it would be pulling in what it is that we want. So it's a little bit tough to explain in just this short episode how I want to make it. So I'll go into a little bit more detail on this, but I want to give you some tips here so that you can really make the most of getting into the frequency and taking action to make this law of attraction work in achieving your goals. So the first thing here is focusing on your habits that you want to create instead of the goals, focusing on the actions that you want to take without so much attachment to the end result, right? You always hear people say, oh, it's all about the journey. We want to make sure that our goals honor that aspect of the journey by really taking the steps needed. So what this makes me think of is I've seen so many people this year, and I mean, I guess this happens every year, but starting routines like 75 hard and 75 medium, which is like a little bit of a revised version of 75 hard. And while there's nothing wrong with these, I mean, they're actually great. They encourage you to move your body more, to eat healthier, to do more reading, to get outdoors more. But the problem with this is a lot of the time, because we place such strict standards on what it is to actually be doing 75 hard, right? I think the rule of 75 hard is if you make any mistake, you have to go back to day one. And so a lot of the time people don't even make it through until the end, or they do make it through until the end because their willpower and their motivation is super high at that time. But then after the time period is over, they tend to go back to their old ways or their old habits. And this isn't just about 75 hard. It's about any sort of really strict goal that you're setting yourself on. So instead of having such a strict plan, it's more important to focus on habits that you can do sustainably that are going to carry you throughout the year. So if that's health and fitness related, like 75 hard, it may be similar criteria to that. So giving yourself these habits of getting outside more often, doing regular exercise, reading, right? Not eating junk food, drinking more water. But you want to focus on stacking and rewarding these habits internally, because if you're the person who, I saw this on social media the other day, someone was setting up like their sticky notes for the 75-day challenge so that they could rip them off the fridge each day, which I mean is great. It does give you that dopamine hit. But what it does to our subconscious is tell us that this thing is going to end, right? At a certain point, we're going to get to that last sticky note. And so it's essentially a sprint towards the goal instead of actually rewiring our subconscious and really internalizing new habits so that we want to do those things and that they become effortless, as opposed to just another task to check off of our to-do list. Because if you're an ambitious high achiever, we do not need to add anything else to our to-do lists. So again, I'm not saying that, you know, 75 hard or any sort of these more strict routines is inherently bad, but I just want you to remember to be mindful of how you are mentally and emotionally creating your habits on a subconscious level and really choosing the line that is going to take you to where it is that you want to achieve on a more sustainable basis, as opposed to just a small sprint. So instead of, is this something that I can do over the next month, or is it something I can do over the next 75 days? Is this something that you can carry through the next 5 to 10 years? Because that's really what's going to make the biggest impact on you. Now, along these same lines, when you're setting those goals, instead of making them, right, so focused on that end goal, focusing on the habits, that's really what I was focusing on talking about there. You also want to focus on what it is that you're going to be gaining as opposed to what it is you're going to be removing from your life. So focusing on what you're adding as opposed to what you're going to be restricting. Because a lot of the time when we set our goals, we are focused on restriction, especially this time of year. So maybe you looked back at the last year and you weren't happy with how many times you ordered out on DoorDash or how many times you sat home eating junk food, for example. Maybe you set the goals of losing weight, eating less junk food, spending less money, wasting less time, less scrolling is a common one that I've seen, right? Less time on the screen time. And we also see things like dry January and going cold turkey from any habits that you may have used over the holidays. And the thing is that whenever you take something away, it creates space. And space is good, but in space, something else grows. So you may have heard that a lot of the time people will switch one habit for the other. Like if someone quits drinking, maybe they'll start binge eating, for example, instead. And especially if you're somebody with anxiety, having that empty space can sometimes breed worry and other habits that are essentially trying to take us away from that worry. So we need to be prepared for that. And instead of just taking a bunch away, think about what it is that you can add into your life in this new year. So instead of that, you know, spending less money, maybe it looks more like making regular investments. Or instead of eating less junk food, it's cooking more healthy meals at home and eating more protein instead of, you know, just eating less. Maybe instead of drinking less alcohol, it's drinking more water. Instead of, you know, not sitting on the couch as often, it's getting more steps in. So you want to reframe your goals from what it is that you're wanting to get rid of and push away from to where it is that you're headed. This doesn't just make it easier for your brain, but also in terms of manifestation and law of attraction, the universe does not understand negatives. So most of us are really clear on what it is that we don't want, but we're not super clear on what it is that we do want. And unfortunately, when all we focus on is what we don't want, like, I don't want to have this debt that I have, or I don't want to have this, I don't know, stubborn belly fat or whatever it may be for you, we're actually just pulling more energy into that space and actually pulling that thing that we don't want closer to us, even though it feels paradoxical. That's a lot of the time how this works, just because of frequency. So instead, we need to get clear on what our desires are and focus on that so that we can start switching to the timeline where that is something that gets pulled into your life, as opposed to all of these things that we don't want. Now, these are just some tips to make the most out of your goals, out of any New Year's resolutions that you might be setting. But I want you to remember that just because this is a new year, it is a little bit of an arbitrary date. Right? There's no reason that if you didn't start something on January 1st, that you can't start it now. Or there isn't a reason that, you know, there has to be some sort of a pressure on this time of year. So take some of that weight off of yourself and give yourself the space to just get clear on what is it that you desire this year? What is this vision that you hold for yourself? And holding that vision really clearly on what it is that you want, not what it is that you don't want. So reframing any goals that are negative, taking away to adding and bringing in, because this is going to be so much more powerful for you. So I hope that this resonated with you. I'll be talking a lot more about law of attraction and manifestation and how we can use this to manifest our goals in 2024 as time goes on. And I also have a lot of really exciting guest episodes that I'm excited to share with you this month and next month. So make sure that you follow along with the podcast and subscribe so that you don't miss out on any of these episodes. And this is actually something that you can add to your new year, right? Maybe you add a habit of going for a walk and listening to the Anxious and Ambitious podcast to get aligned with your ambitions. And this is going to help you to release some of that anxiety and really stay focused on your ambitious goals. So like I said, I hope that this was helpful in some way. I just wanted to keep this super short and super sweet. I am sending you so much love and all the positive vibes for 2024, the year of the dragon. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time for another episode of Anxious and Ambitious.